Off the ball. GAA.
It was not surprising to me that Donegal had earmarked this game, had a plan, and executed it to perfection.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Ronan O'Gara sets his sights on becoming a Rugby World Cup winning coach. Ulster looks set to make a left field appointment as their head coach, and another Scotland stalwart retires. First up today, Ronan O'Gara has left the door open to the possibility of replacing Fabien Galthié as France head coach. The La Rochelle boss was speaking to RMC. Galthié's deal with the FFR runs until the 2027 World Cup, and O'Gara would appear a prime candidate to replace him. I think there is never any bad luck in sport, O'Gara said. You get what you deserve. I have to try and inspire my team, win more, and maybe my name will get around. He also spoke about France's shortcomings in last year's World Cup quarterfinal with the Springboks, saying he could see from the 50-minute mark who was going to win that game. According to reports, Ulster have set their sights on Franz Ludicka to become their new head coach. Richie Murphy is currently in the role on a temporary basis and hinted recently that he'd like to remain in the job. But South African Ludicka has emerged as a credible candidate for the position vacated recently by Dan McFarland. 56-year-old Ludicka is a former head coach of the Bulls and the Lions, then called the Cats, during their Super Rugby tenures. He's currently in charge of Japanese club Kubota Spears, whom he led to a first ever Japan Rugby League One title last year. Ludicka was also a Springboks assistant coach back in the year 2000. Meanwhile, Stephen Kitsoff has already played his final game for Ulster. The Stormers-bound prop suffered what Ulster are now describing as a season-ending knee injury in their recent Challenge Cup quarter-final loss to Clermont. The injury means Kitsoff is now highly doubtful to play for the Springboks in their July tests with Ireland. Tom O'Toole with an ankle problem, Jake Flannery with a thigh issue, and Nathan Doak with a groin injury are all doubts for Ulster's URC visit of Cardiff to Belfast on Friday night. Ireland are continuing their preparations today for their Women's Six Nations showdown with Scotland. An Ireland win at Kingspan Stadium could see them finish third in the table and secure World Cup qualification in the process. Back rower Brittany Hogan outlined how they've gone about putting last weekend's hammering at Twickenham behind them.
It's kind of our theme of honesty in our entire programme. So it's management, player, everyone's kind of in the same circle. So we spoke as players kind of how I could have prepared better or how Enya could have prepared better. Like, we were honest with the management in the room, and then they came with clips and they came with like how they were feeling as well. And it was kind of led by Sean Ryan too. So like a multidisciplinary approach.
Enya Breen also gave her side of events from last Saturday.
Yeah, look, I think some of us probably were just a bit overwhelmed by the occasion. But at the same time, we acknowledged that it was a bit of a blip in the road. We've built pretty well throughout the campaign. We've built week on week performances through Italy, performances through Wales. Unfortunately, last weekend we stumbled a little bit, but we acknowledged that, we reviewed it, we reflected, and we kind of flipped the page towards this weekend pretty quickly.
And Hogan says a fast start will be crucial on Saturday if they want to beat the Scots.
Yeah, I suppose in any game of rugby, the first 20 minutes is nearly not the most important, but lay down your marker, lay down it early, kind of play how you want to play and make sure that your game is there and present instead of their game. So we like to start early. We like to make sure that we're in the game, and it just settles the nerves, because it's going to be it's a big weekend for both teams. So it'll settle us into the game. So we need to start pretty well. And if we don't, we'll get back into it. No bother.
Scotland international Fraser Brown says he's hugely proud of his career after announcing his retirement. The Glasgow hooker hasn't played since May last year because of a knee injury. The 34-year-old won 61 caps for his country and played at the 2015 and 2019 Rugby World Cups. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.